Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the sauce with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a mold, no proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch us on YouTube and view them for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM.
Howdy, boy!
Howdy!
Wow, that bow.
Howdy. Well, you know what they say.
The old need don't volume. Like to hear.
They need volume.
I'm good.
Tyler, my hero, dude.
Hey.
They don't call him a cold-ass white boy for nothing. Cold-ass intangibles.
Hey.
Wow.
Hey.
What a performance by Tyler Hero yesterday. And, I mean, just went out there and slayed the Chicago Bulls in their building.
Can I say this?
What a time.
Heat, I hate you.
Whoa.
This is why.
Take it easy.
No. You'll understand why I'm saying this. It has nothing to do with the organization, the team, the players. Love the hell out of all of them. Some I feel I have a bond with. Bam, when your season's up, brother. We got a date on that dominoes table.
I don't think you have a bond. I think he thinks he won already.
More like a rival.
Okay, but you understand what I'm saying.
Hey, Leroy, stop this.
Here's what I'm saying. I don't care how many points they got up by. Why did I have to watch the game in angst?
Because Doris Burke was coming with the stats, which were all true.
And that's why I said that. Why am I watching a 20-point lead with 3 minutes left thinking, I had to watch every second of a 20-point lead?
Yeah.
Because that's why.
It's okay, though. They made it. Like,
yes.
Yesterday was growth.
Yes.
It was growth.
But that's why I'm mad. That's why I was mad.
You just wanted to move on.
I wanted to, like, wait. When normal fans watch a game.
Yeah. No, that's how I felt watching Kings and Mavs last night. I was like, it's an 18-point game. Oh, but a normal game, that's over with 8 minutes left.
Right! Right. That was my feeling. That's why I was like, Heat or hate.
I was unreasonably upset yesterday because Tyler Hero was cooking, right?
Right.
That play where they took away the three ball from him saying he kicked out.
Oh, my God.
I was incensed with rage.
Because that's the – wait. Those are the moments that turn it around.
Of course.
Get the three. They go down and get a three. 10-point game. Crowd is into it. And you're like, here we go.
I am flummoxed still by that call because Bouzelis
was all up was in his business.
Was 100 feet away. He got completely embarrassed. He was nowhere near the play. So he gets rewarded for flying like a demon out of nowhere and Tyler Hero and being in Tyler Hero's landing space, and they're like, Tyler Hero kicked him. I'm like, what do you mean? Probably because he thought he had all these, like, oh, where's Bouzelis? Nowhere near me. And they're like, we're going to take away that three ball, Tyler. What a dumb play. What a dumb, stupid call by the officials. But it's okay because Tyler Hero rewarded them with just buckets. And I got to tell you something, Davion Mitchell, dog.
Woo!
Dog, dude.
They don't call him off night for nothing.
Woo! Deep boy.
I got to tell you, I kind of like the way they handle Giddy. Although, I got to tell you, have you ever watched a game with more layups on either side of the ball? A lot of layups. A lot of quick layups.
I mean, the Heat were crushing him in the paint.
Yes.
The Heat were crushing him in the paint.
Oh, to start that
they
game.
Really, I mean, they didn't show up in the first half. The Bulls, like, completely, they look like they're like, ooh.
Well, it looked like one of those situations where they made the assumption that the Heat were going to shoot the ball, right? And at some point, they had to realize that, oh, no, they're taking it to the rim.
What a time. What a time.
Awesome game.
One down, one to go to get into the dance.
Okay, okay.
It's coming for you, Trae Young.
So.
It is Easter weekend, Leroy. The Heat may be risen.
Oh.
The Heat may be risen. They may be. They ranked Tyler Hero 87th. And by that, I mean CBS.
Whoa.
You had Kevin Herter above him. You had Kobe White above him.
I knew you were too quiet yesterday. You were going to come with all the smoke today.
I'm trying to be quieter on the chat because Leroy's been a baby and he left our chat. So,
you know, it was 10 p.m.
Morning, I'm making sure it's within texting hours.
It was 10 p.m. and I wanted
business
to text.
Of operation.
I looked at my phone and I was like, I'm better
I can't
not.
Do it.
That heard you guys on silent.
And I was like, because I was like, oh, I want to mock Marcos right now about DeMontis Sabonis
yeah, wait till 7
and Klay Thompson, but I have to wait till hours of operation are there. I'm not allowed to text anymore. So what do I do? I'm just gonna text them alone. That's no fun. That's people to see me mocking.
Exactly. Not we're just being mean to each other via text. It's weird. I want other people to see it too.
Why?
What?
Why what? Texting
just,
hours?
No. Oh. I'm just saying. Like, so they making it sound like I'm the ass for not wanting my phone to go off 1,000 times in the middle of the night.
I mean, 10 o'clock is not the middle of the night.
I mean, no,
that's
we're just.
You get up in early.
We're not making you feel like an ass. We're just respecting your wishes.
Absolutely.
With some small-added comments.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just trying to be considerate.
Are you?
That's all.
He's trying to be a grown-up.
Are you? Because you came in hot with the whole thing, we didn't want to make that's not being respectful. That's
I feel like it is being respectful.
Kinda. It's being Tobin respectful.
I don't think I'm being
It's like, I'm not going to do it, but I'm going to mock you the whole time.
Oh, that's good. I mean, what else do you want? You know? What more do you want at this point? What more do you want at this point?
Anyway, I just hear. Question.
Yeah.
Were the Mavs 10 or 9?
They were 10.
Could it be a situation where both 10s make it?
Yeah, definitely could. Definitely could. I think so.
So we play Atlanta tomorrow.
Yes, 7 o'clock. On the road in Atlanta. They split this year.
Ooh. And then you go from here to Cleveland.
Yeah.
Man, and I should just go up to Cleveland, huh?
Monday's going to be a day.
Should I just go to Cleveland?
Who are you going to root for?
Huh?
You heard me.
I'm going to root for the Heat.
Oh, I just didn't, you know.
That's a good question. No, it's a good question.
If you're near Jay Crawford, I didn't, you know, I didn't want you to be like, oh, Spider.
Yeah.
How dare you?
What?
How dare you?
How dare me?
This is not football. Mm. This is not a team I played for.
Mm-hmm.
Courtside tickets one time.
One time. I had it for like 6 years.
You wore you wore Cavaliers garb when LeBron was on Cleveland.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like that, and that was the
but
grand,
not against the Heat, Roy.
Everything was against the Heat. I think that's not what you that's just what you didn't understand. Mm. Everything was against the Heat. It was the grand petty of them all.
That's what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No.
So you'll excuse me if I didn't want clarification. Because I don't want that Jay Crawford batting his eyes at you.
Yeah. Huh. Don't even look at Max Struess's hair.
Wait a minute. First of all.
Don't look at the hair.
Stupid hair.
Has anybody given me a look or a comment that make me come off of how I am?
I don't know.
No, you know.
I don't know. You love Cleveland.
You know that one.
And I love Cleveland.
And I readily admit that. Okay. But that's football.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's football. Other sports. Now, I will say this. When Cleveland and the Marlins played in the World Series, I rooted for Cleveland. But I wasn't here. No. I wasn't where I am in Florida yet.
97?
Right? Yeah.
Weren't you a season ticket holder?
For the Indians.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So, like, yeah.
Tough loss for you guys.
Learning a lot about you today, Leroy.
Huh?
Learning a lot about you.
The truth. I'm not gonna do the thing that people do and oh no.
Tell Charles Nagy to get taller.
Well, isn't he the one his wife concussed him? Oh no, that wasn't him. Who was that?
I don't remember.
I know his wife was a model, right? But she was a little
Charles Nagy?
Was it Charles Nagy? Who there was an Indians pitcher. Who got beat up by his wife.
I'll look up. I don't know.
And his wife was a model. And she was a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Didn't beat him up as much as Edgar Renteria's liner. Oh, man. What a day, everybody. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory of the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals, they are at Doral Kia. Heat, they blow out the Bulls 109-90. Tyler Hero, 38 points.
Chuck Finley was the pitcher.
I don't remember him.
Okay.
Tyler Hero, 38 points. Heat will take on the Atlanta Hawks Friday at 7 o'clock. The Mavericks, they blow out the Kings 120-106. The Kings responded by firing their general manager. He traded for Sabonis.
It's a good move. It's a good move.
Was it?
Yeah, well, what did you want? Halliburton? Shot sucks. Gross to look at.
They knew an Eastern Conference Finals.
Eastern Conference, Eastern Conference.
Wow. -26 for your boy last night.
It's a rough night. It's a rough night. It's a rough night.
Do you want to know Klay Thompson's stats last night?
Oh, but, hey, you're forgetting.
No. Yes. Wait.
Yeah.
You know what? That's like a quarterback that has 300 yards passing in a 30-point loss.
Yeah. Aired it out that day.
So let's
double.
It's called playing catch up.
Led the league in rebounding.
Mm. So all right, let's.
Anthony Davis 27 points against your boy.
My boy?
He hasn't been heard. Yeah, your boy Sabonis.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Now give us
Klay Thompson's numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
Captain Klay.
Spelled with a K. So we go KK. No, we can't.
Playoff Klay.
Can't do KK.
Playoff Klay.
23 points.
Yeah.
8 of 11.
Whoa.
5 of 7 from downtown.
Whoa.
Plus 31.
That was great. It really is great. Really is great. He's back, guys. He's back. What did he do his last playing game? I forgot.
He had an ofer. Oh, very famous ofer.
Okay, so if you average these out.
You don't have to average them out.
If you average these out, if I'm not mistaken, not that good of a game. Those are Andrew Wiggins numbers, if you ask me.
Which Martin do they have? Do they have Caleb?
No, they have
no,
the
Caleb's a Clipper.
No, they have Caleb. Wait, do they both have the Martin?
What? I think the Clippers have Caleb, and I think Cody.
No, no, no.
The other way?
Mavericks have Caleb.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was kind of confused.
They who has like Cody? Who Cody's a son, right? Cody, oh, I think he's he was a son. So he's in Cancun. He's
who the hell? Oh, Derek Jones Jr. is a Clipper, I think.
Yes, Derek Jones Jr. is
that's
a Clipper.
What I was, yeah.
Which one might have been, like they were talking about, forget the Luka thing. They wanted to be defensive, and they got rid of their best defender.
Why?
Anyway, good for the Kings. They fired their GM, the guy, you know, who traded for Sabonis.
You guys want to, you know, we got some more red balloon games if you want to try that on. You know, try that on for size.
The Marlins fall to the Arizona Diamondbacks 6-2. Matt Merv is, though.
Merv.
Six home runs on the season.
He hit a home run again?
Yep.
Oh, man. Hawk has got to be.
Hawk's rolling in the dough right now.
Hawk bet. Hawk bet he would hit one home run and then bet he would hit two.
I think, yeah, I saw Matt on Twitter because they pinch hit for him, and he's like, no! The Marlins will try and avoid the sweep today. Well, we got some other baseball
o'clock.
You can throw
1 o'clock.
12:10.
12.
12. Ooh.
Yeah, it's senior loved day.
Hey, I got to tell you, not for nothing, there was nothing better in the summer than go and watch a noon baseball game with nobody in the stadium.
I got to get out there, man. Like, I was watching yesterday, and I was like, man. You know, you had Tommy Hutton on the call yesterday, and Kelly Sacco was doing the whole the tour around with all the food, and I'm just like, gotta get out to that ballpark, dude.
Yeah, it's best. And for me, I love when people go to games and stuff, and I love a pack house or whatever. But baseball, I don't mind it being empty.
Me neither.
Because I can go in, I can sit. I can get food when I want it. Like, every time we go, it's kind of packed. And so I'm standing for 9 innings.
I was laughing. I was laughing yesterday because there was another, like, there was a viral video of, like, the Marlins and how empty it was for the first pitch on the first game of the series. And people were like, Marlins over 500, Diamondbacks over 500. It's this on a Tuesday. It's like, you can name one player. Respectfully, most of the city can name one player. Right. Now, they seem fun. I'm not saying they're not fun, but you're going to need a little bit of juice. I don't think 15 games is going to rally the troops out here.
Right.
You know, so just saying. Like, people are like, oh, what is it ever going to turn around in Miami? I'm like, for 8-7? Like, jeez. Took the Panthers 4 playoff runs.
Right.
And a Stanley Cup.
A President's Cup before we started painting.
I'm not complaining about the baseball they're playing right now. Baseball has always been tough. Like, I don't know what is considered a big crowd at 12 o'clock on Thursday. Right?
15 people.
Right, but that's
if
okay.
If it's not camp day.
Right, but that's okay.
Senior Citizen Day today.
Oh. Is it?
Yes, if you're over 65, you get 2 free tickets.
Oh, that's nice. So the old love some matinee
baseball.
I tell
you, that's where Joe and
Kim are going. Go watch some matinee baseball. Yeah. they will try to avoid the sweep. Edwin Cabrera is on the hill. He's wild. And Connor Norby has been activated. They have sent Graham Pauly to the Jumbo Shrimp. That's really depressing, right? Like, nobody's more depressing to get sent to than the Jumbo Shrimp.
Jumbo Shrimp.
Like, hey, Graham, have a seat, will you?
I mean, Utah.
The Utes?
The Utes. You sent them to
the Yotes?
No, where's Sky Force?
Sioux Falls.
Sioux Falls. Sioux Falls. Yeah. I'm like, you go from, listen.
Miami.
You have a game on Friday night and you're off the weekend and you down here. You get to golf, go clubbing or whatever, and then they send you to Sioux Falls.
You picture Keyshawn Johnson just looking out the plane window, being like, "No."
Even your cool outfits don't work in Sioux Falls. Nobody cares.
Should have got that backcourt.
So Connor Norby, that'll be some nice pop they add into the lineup. That's a little 1-2 punch with Mervis and Norby, two guys with last names you would think are nerds, but they can hit the long ball.
That's really why Bendix got them.
Mervis and Norby.
Mervis, nothing says I'm smart as hell like the name Mervis. Right.
I tell you who else is smart as hell, especially when it comes to your dry cleaning. That's our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. You know, I went and saw Ara last week, Leroy. I had to, you know, look all snazzy to get my suit clean just in case, you know, they want to ever throw me on a camera again. And wouldn't you know it, first of all, went in there, met Mama Ara. She got it all set up for me.
Did she have, like, all the little sewing stuff? She's sitting
No, the sewing was in the back. In she the was back? Running the desk at the time. Oh, I saw okay. the sewing department there because they got she is same day Wait, sewing right there at A&T Dry Cleaners.
Sewing department?
Yeah, there's like a sewing department that, you know. They got the dry cleaning part. They got the semen part. They got the tailoring part.
No, I know it's separate. I know it's separate.
It's it is. Schmeathen says Tobin is proof the camera adds 100 pounds.
Hey,
you can't wait till Monday.
No, listen. I'm just saying.
Whatever poundage you are, if you need to get your
poundage?
Clothes, yeah, whatever you need to, if you need to get your clothes adjusted. Send it over to A&T Dry Cleaners because they do have same-day sewing. They do have a seamstress on site. Text or call Ara anytime, and they'll take care of you. 954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383, Leroy.
All you got to do is mention our name. 25%
off. Woo-wee.
And look, call Ara. 954-610-9383 or text him. He'll let you know what's going on, how much it'll cost, how long it'll take to do it. You know, prom's coming up.
Yep.
You know, everybody want to get married, you know, around this time. You got Mother's Day. You might want to have a nice little outfit or something ready to go.
Graduation's coming on up.
Graduations. Look, all these things are coming up right now. Just give Ara a call. He'll take care of you. He'll give you a quote. He'll fix you up. Mama Ara's ready to go.
Pick up and drop off, too.
Pick up and drop off. Pick up and drop off. So, if you're in a little press for a little time, you say, hey, can you come pick it up? Yes, he can. He takes care of you. They service all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, Southern Palm Beach County, and he's a fan of the show. So don't forget that 25% off. He'll hook you up. Again, once you use A&T Dry Cleaners, you ain't going nowhere else.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results.
And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
I love Tyler Hero.
Would you shoot if sports told you to shoot? Get the green light and never look back. Will you score
if Andrew Wiggins
is not open? Toss Derrick Jones' lobs in flight. Would you dribble between your legs? Make the right pass just like Davion
Mitchell.
Yeah,
has the best drip, talks the best sh-. Oh, shoot the ball tonight. I love Tyler Hero, baby. All his jump shots he will drain. Runs his mouth like Gary Payton. It step backs and fadeaways. Will you swoosh from the 3-point line?
Swoosh.
Or when you fouled from the free throw line?
Free throw.
Steal of the draft. He'll roast your ass.
Beep.
He don't care if you're all right.
Let's go, Leroy.
I love Tyler Hero, baby. Heat Nation can't wait to cheer. Very handsome like Pat Riley.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He winning
everything. Gooseys, dude. Miami Heat victorious over the Chicago Bulls last night in the play-in. What's that?
Come on, Leroy. We're all dancing.
He was hobnobbing.
I was talking to Joe. You know, you get caught in the corner with Joe. Joe,
he's still here?
He's still here.
Yeah.
That's was hobnobbing.
And we have a returner. Liz Cronin.
She's back?
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Interesting.
Very cool. What's she doing here?
Wait. Wow. What does that mean? She goes, interesting.
Hmm. All right. Well, I guess she's not in on the newsletter.
What?
Well, I mean, you're the one who reacted that way. Yeah, Don't give it to me. Back. You're the lord of the newsletter.
In a bad way.
Really? I don't know.
Interesting.
It was the opposite of when we mentioned goth. Like, it was the It was the opposite of that. So the Heat win. Tyler Hero had 38 points. Great games also from Davion Mitchell and Andrew Wiggins. That looked like a healed leg defense from Andrew Wiggins last night.
I like what they did defensively because it almost felt like everybody knew they had the scoring with Tyler and that they could just lock down the other end. Still got a little annoyed about the quick layups, though. Man, on both sides.
It was a great performance by Miami up and down. And especially, I thought, in that fourth quarter, that play that Davion Mitchell had defensively on Coby White, I thought was like, oh, that, all right, that's sealing it right there.
How tall is Coby White?
I don't know.
I can't tell because of his hair.
It's a fair point by
right?
you.
Right, and so, and Davion is
6'5".
He's 6'5"? See what I'm saying? Coby White, look? Yeah. Does he look 6'5"?
Because of the hair, you think he's taller?
No, I thought he was the same size as Davion Mitchell.
Davion Mitchell plays bigger than he is.
6 feet, no. Davion Mitchell.
Right, but
that's what happens when you have that dog in you.
Dog. You guys try to tell me Drew Smith could do that.
Nobody said that.
You try to tell me Drew Smith could
Nobody
do
said
that.
They weren't even like, Drew Smith tore his Achilles 5 months ago.
This guy's got jelly Achilles.
What does that mean?
Jelly,
dude.
No way. You tried to tell me. You tried to sell me on some rando that he could do what Off Night is doing.
Off Night. Off Night drips heat culture like none other. He is heat culture through.
Hey, you
through.
Can play that intense chewing gum. That just makes it
tough.
Wait. Coby White's hero's height, but also has short arms.
Oh, a couple T-Rexes?
Are that's where we are in sports?
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? Nobody drafted Hero for his defensive prowess. Mm. He's a bucket getter. So how much do arms matter then?
I mean, he has a 6'5 wingspan. It sounds like it's like he is 6'5. I understand basketball player like Dwayne Wade had a 7-foot wingspan. And he was like 6'5, but
his yeah. D-Wade wasn't 6'5.
When D-Wade was 6'3 on a good day,
ooh, right?
Really?
He claimed 6'4
and a 7-foot wingspan. Like that's even crazier, but.
But I don't like why we make
massive
it sound,
hands too.
Ooh. Why do we make it sound like, oh my God, he's a hobbit, can't play with him because his arms aren't.
It's a defense thing normally. It's a bigger thing defensively.
Right, but again, my point: if you brought in Tyler Hero to play defense, shame on you.
By the way, proud of him last night. Proud of him. Stole the ball.
Oh!
Did you see? He was jumping.
I was like, "That a boy!"
Way to learn.
I was like, because Coby White, he was trying to do the Hero last night. Yeah. He was fast break three in it, and they just kept missing. I was like, "Oh, that's good. Keep doing that." But he got that steal yesterday. I was like, "Oh!"
I'm surprised he got to it when everybody talking about his T-Rex arms.
He's become very good at that little ball on the ground pickpocket steal. You know, it's been a
we call that in the game active hands.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Here was Spo just talking about.
Well, he dunked it too.
He did
I was
dunk
like,
it.
Whoa! Most of you know, I ain't gonna say too much about this, most intangibles in that situation would have finger rolled it.
Duncan Robinson's gotten blocked by the rim a couple times this year.
Pella Larson would have did a 360.
Pella Larson's got hops. Yeah. Pella Larson's got hops. Let's hear from Eric Spoelstra, on Tyler Hero and his big night.
Yeah, Tyler's a great competitor. Look, we were fighting to get back. I mean, that would have been an absolute steal if we got that game. I mean, if he made the shot, I tell you what, it would have been a whole lot more interesting than those last two possessions. But you know, he's a great competitor. So he knew he was going to have to bring, you know, a lot to this game. And offensively, he was there pretty much at every level all game long. But I think, you know, quietly.
I gotta stop it. What did Spo do his press conference from a massage chair? Like, what the hell happened?
There's a lot going on there.
What the hell is going on there?
First of all. We saw
that's Chicago's fault though.
Well, no.
Oh, I'm not blaming anybody. I know that happens sometimes, and especially on road press conferences. But it sounds like he's doing it from a massage chair.
Hey,
supposed like.
You see where the Heat put their visiting teams?
So
you think it's reciprocal there? So you go somewhere else, and. Just imagine Spo like, doing that press conference from that locker room.
Yeah, they're like, here's a corner.
Right.
I've seen some that do it actually in the visiting locker room. Like, they'll just be like, we'll set that up in here.
Right.
I'm like, this is where you guys are doing it?
Right.
Let's hear maybe the locker room sound was better. Can we hear from Tyler Hero on the game yesterday?
Yeah, job's not finished, obviously. It's
We knew what our path was. It's going to take two wins on the road, which we're capable of. We knew that from the beginning, and we're excited for this challenge going into Atlanta. Just got to keep that same focus.
J&D.
You know what I, it is?
What?
Job's not done.
The thing that...
What?
It's my fault.
He asked.
You know what this is?
It's my fault.
This is a man that's not working on Friday.
What?
So
I'm just happy about the Heat, baby.
You're trying to get everything out on Thursday.
Get ready for Monday.
Monday.
Get ready for Monday.
Monday.
I'm nervous about Monday.
Leroy. Hey.
Leroy's back.
Leroy.
I'm coming in like this.
What happened to Change Man?
Yeah, that's true.
I thought you said you were going to, let me ask you something. I thought you, hold on 1 second. You are not 48 hours removed from saying you're going to carry this Lent behavior over, that you're a changed man.
I am.
I don't think you
are. I'm a changed man.
Doesn't seem changed.
You're so ready to let this go.
There's a difference between, how can I put this?
He's literally laughing right now. Tobin said you were sinning in your heart. Remember that.
You were sinning in your heart.
Yeah, you were.
There's a difference.
There is no difference.
In fat shaming and stating facts.
There's not, though.
More like opinions, I would say.
Because the whole point is you can keep it to yourself. I think they know. Yeah. But you're like,
if I kept, wait, how good would our show be if I kept everything to myself? Well,
sometimes it's not even for the show.
I have some eaters. I told you not to do it. You're the one who's like, this is what I want to do. This is what I want.
First of all, I can't get up in the morning with that mindset.
Which is great.
What, you can't?
Huh?
You can't?
I can't be so observant. Right? Like, I like going out into the world and just looking at stuff. So I'll be driving to work, see a car. I'm like, oh, I noticed something on the car. Or I'll go to Publix. Oh, notice something. So, like, that's the part that I want to tone down. Like, I want my, it's called Leroy notifications. My brain notifies me that we got something going on. And then my eyes look, and then my mouth comments. So that process, I just wanted to turn the notifications off for Lent.
You don't believe anything you just said.
That's crazy right now. That is crazy.
coming from you.
I always believe what I say, baby. Here's Bam on a bio.
It might be the worst comment ever. Of all the things that you just heard, I always believe everything
you
I
You literally said Leroy notifications. That's not bad.
I would subscribe to this.
My brain notifies my eyes, my ears, and then my mouth responds to the brain.
So, yeah, okay, so what do you need? Like a screen time for fat shaming?
No.
Like a limit on the day?
I just need to silence the notifications for a while.
I think you need an app. Every time you have one of these thoughts, you write it down, and people can subscribe to Leroy notifications.
Yeah, fat shaming journal.
Yeah, like 3:30 p.m.
So you just write
that. Journal.
Why do you think I'm just out there looking for fat people?
Well, they're everywhere.
I'm not.
It's America.
You were.
No, I'm just saying. Listen, if I go into Publix or Walmart, Walmart, and somebody.
Wait, what was that? Walmart.
Here and I am. I'm walking through, and I just so happen to know. You see it on Twitter.
I don't like what you're doing right now because I don't know if you're talking about real life events. So you're maybe doing retro fat shaming that wasn't Lent.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying.
I think we should steer clear of this till Monday.
What does Marcus's shirt say? Is that what you see at Walmart?
Let me see.
Big.
Big.
No.
Big.
No. It.
Big.
It's not that it's big. It's just
is
that.
Is Marcus big?
Sometimes you go into Walmart and people try outfits.
He's
literally doing it.
You're literally doing it.
You guys are letting
right
him.
Now.
What am I?
You're fat shaming.
I'm not fat shaming.
It's a generic casting of net of fat shaming.
Many times around.
Your fat shame net rating is through the roof right now.
This guy loves net rating.
He said, it's call your conscience, Leroy. Yours is a fat shamer. My God, so the little guy on my shoulder. That's right. Maybe I need to fire
those hams.
Him. Maybe.
I'm telling you, this app could work out. If you put this down in the app, then all of a sudden I'm at home, and then 3:33, we get a Leroy notification. We got a big one, and
what
mile,
if you get
mile three. wide load coming around for aisle four.
What if you get one like at 3 a.m. and it's just him fat shaming in his sleep?
Boom, boom.
Crazy.
Just,
it doesn't stop there.
You think he knew if he was filming an infomercial, he'd put on a bigger shirt? Jeez. It's 4 a.m.
You still got to get to Monday, dude. You're not going to make it.
What are you talking about?
You're not making it right now, quite frankly.
I'm going to make it. There's nothing that's going to happen to me between now and Monday.
I'm not sure how you've been behaving after the show, to be honest.
I don't. We
don't believe you.
Ask Mel.
I will.
I'm making a conscious effort not to.
Well, I know who I will ask. Snitchy Mouse.
Oh, yeah. Snitchy Mouse. I had to go pick her up yesterday from school.
Mm-hmm.
That school's amazing.
McFatter?
Yeah.
Mick what?
Huh?
Take a break. Back after this.
Hey, by the way, I'm not fat shaming. Dude is poor.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Portly.
60 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to our Road to Repeat here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers. Ow. When do they start? Sunday?
No schedule out yet.
No schedule out yet.
Nope. No schedule out yet.
Their last game was on Monday.
Tuesday.
But there were some teams who finished yesterday.
Yes.
So I'm guessing they have to beat it early.
I think they are.
Well, no, because Tampa had a game. after.
And there's games tonight. And
when does Tampa play? Tonight?
Tampa does play tonight. They play the Rangers.
Sunday.
Probably.
Sunday is the first. Because you can't have, you know.
We got Saturday, the Blues and the Jets are playing. And Colorado is taking on Dallas. So looks like the West.
Is this the one professional sport they start quicker after the season than any other sport?
I don't know, dude.
Football's a wait. No, I'm just saying. Just
like, but how do I judge that?
Good.
Easily.
This is good.
Easily.
Yeah.
You know football's a week.
Come on.
No, I think baseball actually is. Baseball's like the wild card games are the next day.
Mm. Think you're better than me?
Okay, didn't dare. Why didn't you just say that instead of being a smart ass?
Yeah.
Why did you just say that? Why did you
say that?
What does
that question make better for anybody?
We just having conversations with friends, having, you know, like.
But your question's about. But do you understand why I'm frustrated about your questions?
No, I don't.
Because you're like. Did they start faster than anybody else?
Don't do Peter Bendix.
That's the question, though. It's like, if it's by two, who cares?
It just seems like it starts really quick after the season ends.
You know what? They do.
See, like, I don't.
I'm just going to say yes to everything.
I don't need your mockery of my questions.
No. Oh, first of all, I'm not a fan of you right now.
Mm.
You're using us.
What do you mean?
You're using and abusing.
You're using all three of us. You went this last break, and you tried to use us as fat-shaming surrogates.
Yeah.
But I also showed him a picture.
Tripping on your words.
Wait,
okay.
I also showed you the one with the kid that got squashed like a bug on the window.
Yes, that is called creating an alibi.
No, it's not.
Yeah, for sure.
I was just scrolling through.
If I show them two other videos that aren't what I usually, then
no,
never.
I was just scrolling through.
Not before you show me mashed potatoes and yoga pants.
See,
look, he got me. He did
worked.
It. He did it.
It worked.
He did it.
Hey.
Oh God.
I ain't nothing to do with
that. Look at this man.
But you liked it.
Hey, Gabe, recognize Gabe.
You're sinning in your hearts, okay? Don't forget that.
It got nothing to do with my heart. He said it.
Sinning in your
he
heart.
He said it. I wouldn't even been that creative. I'm just saying. So, wait, come on.
You're still,
loves it.
Cue think, the thunder.
Can I just
You
can
didn't
I
cue
just
it last
this.
Segment. I want you to cue it like
you're
five
right.
times.
You know
what
right
Tobin
now.
Has done
for both of you,
is unleashed a whole bunch of laughter that I've been storing for like the last 38 days.
Don't blame Tobin.
This is from Jordan McPherson, Miami Herald. The scene of the Iceplex today. Sounds like no formal practice for the Panthers today. They're taking their team picture. Panthers.
Wow, who takes team picture at the end of the year?
I think it's actually a pretty common thing that he just did that too.
Really?
Terry Rozier wasn't in it.
What?
He wasn't? I missed it.
What?
Guys, Terry's not
did
here today.
He
come on,
miss
quick.
It?
He missed a lot this year.
He says, Panthers open the playoffs against Tampa Bay. League still hasn't announced when the series will begin. It'll be either Sunday or Monday.
Monday.
Okay.
I would say it will start the latest because the other team's playing a game right now.
I would agree. I hope it starts Monday because you want to know why? I don't want Heat and Cavs same day. Not to count chickens.
They don't do it. They don't do a They really don't do a good job of that.
Plus, it's Easter. You know, we got one. I feel like
the only place they really do it is the place where it has both teams play in the same building.
Dumbo Slices. He's so tickled. A child.
Who?
You.
Hey. Look. See, y'all don't have the picture. You only have the comments. If they had seen the picture,
but that's the point.
You're
is
right.
You should have
you
like if you're really a changed
yourself in this hole.
If you're truly a changed man, you should just scroll past it. But you
scroll
made
past it.
You made a point.
What a,
you made a point. Hey, Tobin, look at this.
No,
look
that's
at
not
this.
What I said.
Okay, dude.
You understand how this is difficult for me when I'm just minding my own business on Instagram.
It shouldn't be difficult if you are
really?
A changed man.
Really?
Also, your really? Algorithm is giving you this because you look for it.
Well, that can't
you
leave.
Like
I don't
you
blame him for that.
The algorithm says, hey, let's send Leroy some.
Oh, that's for sure. But
yes,
it's, I don't blame him for that.
Exactly
like, look, JFig, they're not going to eradicate 4 years of fat shaming. Like, that's not going to get gone by a few days. But you showing it to us, parading it around, just so you can have, like, it's almost like when somebody's on a diet and, like, you ask them, like, hey, how's that donut taste? Just so you can, like, let me smell it. Oh, that's good. Like, that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to bask in our fat shame.
No!
Let me watch you eat it.
What's it got there?
Hey, how did this become a donut thing?
Is that Boston cream?
Yep.
It's my favorite.
Yeah, it is a donut thing.
Stop being creepy.
Yes! Like, why are you guys, like, even...
Got some chocolate on
it. Listen, Jennifer feels uncomfortable right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, wow, you care today. No,
we'll take a break here on the show. Hour Tua! Might as well be our Tyler. That's
the details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.